Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Breakfast with Books here on Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. This morning, we're speaking to Devon Lilly. He's the author of the new book, The Magnificent of Gravy Brown. He's here to talk to us not only about his literary journey, but also what he hopes you take away from the book. Devon, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, man, congratulations to you on the book and also, you know, the response that you've been getting from it. I also want to thank Rhonda Crowder, of course, at Call & Post newspaper. She was the one who first referred you to me and told me this was a book I had to read, and now I can see why. I want to begin, though, by asking you this question, Devon. When did you know that writing was something that you wanted to do?
I knew from being a small child. I knew when I was a little kid that I loved to tell stories. I loved to write. Yeah, I love the energy I can bring behind telling a good story. And I've known all my life.
Yeah. And so now that you fast forward to being able to have one book published and you're working, I know, on the second, we'll talk about that later, what does it feel like to now have people be able to read your work and let you know that, hey, you know what, I really got something from this?
You know, it's really an amazing feeling. And just the response I've been getting from people who read this book, they love it. It inspires them, and that's really what I wanted to do. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, you set this book in an interesting time, and that to me was one of the fascinating things about it. I mean, the early 1900s, you don't see a lot of books that are told from this perspective with the type of characters that you presented in The Magnificent Life. What was it about that time period that fascinated you that you wanted to set your story there?
Well, you know, I've always loved history, and it's something about that early 20th century that's just the romanticism and it's mystic. It just gave it an aura that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess one thing that I think is interesting is that regardless of what time the book is set in, the issues are very relevant for today, I think. Is that one of the things that you believe makes the book not only relatable, but is capturing the attention of people because the characters are so much like what we see today?
Yes, I do. I think that's what could really draw you into the story, and I think I did that unconsciously. I wanted to make it in this, you know, this era where none of us were around, but I wanted to make it so relatable to people now.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you have accomplished a lot already, Devon, and I've been, of course, following you on Facebook and being able to keep up with you there. What is it like for you to know that you are now amassing a following from individuals, not just from where you are there in Ohio, but literally around the world thanks to social networking sites like Facebook?
You know, it's really unbelievable, and the way we're all connected through the social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, and it just seems to connect the world, and I really think it's amazing. It's a great tool.
Yeah. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, our Breakfast with Books edition. I'm speaking to Devon Lilly. He's the author of the book Magnificent Life of Gravy Brown. Now, Gravy is an interesting character in himself, Devon, because we get to see an interesting part of his journey. What you decided to do in this book is to bring him to us in the present, let him then go back to before he was even born and recount the story of his mother and what she dealt with, and then, of course, get us to where, you know, he is at the end and, quote, beginning, I guess, of the story. Talk to us about the evolution of this character. How did Gravy come about, and what did you hope readers would be able to take away from him?
Well, Gravy came about, he's this guy who's really troubled, and he feels like the world, before he's gone, the world has to know the truth, it has to know his story, and so I wanted to bring him to the present, but let him be able to go back and tell the story even before his time. And he came about from just being I just really thought of him. He's just a really interesting character, and I think his situation is interesting. And I actually think his situation is something that a lot of people deal with, and I wanted to touch on that.
Well, what I thought was interesting about it was that, again, going back to when you set the story, the interesting thing for me was here you have a man who is actually innocent of what he's being accused of.
Right.
And in the end, innocence was not enough. Was there a message you wanted to send in that respect? Because, you know, not to give away the story for those who haven't read it, we're going to tell them how they can get their copy at the end of the segment. But that is an interesting part of this, that he has been accused, convicted, and is sentenced for something that he actually did not do. So tell us about that element of the story.
Yes, yes. You know, I know that there's a lot of people who deal with being wrongly accused, and also I think as a society we have put a lot on perception, and you know, judging books by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to show that, you know, that's not something we should do. That, you know, you can be wrong sometimes. You know, people can actually go down for things that they didn't do just because of maybe who they are or who they come from, or the color of their skin or the time period they were in. So that's really, really an important part of the book to me.
There is another character that is very important to the story because we learn so much about her, and that is, of course, Gravy's mother and the success that she was able to have. I found that to be one of the bright spots of this story because we did see her evolve. Talk to us about Gravy's mother and how she came to you and the tribute, because I read somewhere that really this book is a tribute to, you know, the strong women who you grew up around. Talk to us about Gravy's mother and what we're able to learn from her and her life and successes, even as she was fighting her personal demons.
Yes, you know, actually that character was really inspired by all the women who raised me. And what I wanted to do with her was I wanted to show that, you know, you can come from nothing. It doesn't matter what you come from or where you come from. And we all deal with different things in our life and issues. And just I wanted to put in her a hard-working value and, you know, a drive to be successful. And just to show that it doesn't matter your situations and where you come from, you can be whatever you want to be for anybody. And now I put that into that character.
That's interesting. You said that you can be whatever you want to be. Did you envision that this would be what would actually happen for you, Devon? Did you envision that you would not only take your love of writing, but then be able to put it in a book and now have a book that's available for the world? Is that what you envisioned for yourself?
You know, I always hoped and I dreamed, and you know, I couldn't foresee, you know, the success I'm having with this book and, you know, the response I'm getting and the love from all the people, but I really dreamed of it and I hoped for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it really shows what's possible with hard work. Again, Devon Little is our guest. We're talking about his literary journey in the book, The Magnificent Life of Gravy Brown. Devon, let's talk about the aspect of your wearing the hat as the author. Again, like I said, you know, I'm friends with you on Facebook, so I've been able to kind of keep up with this journey for you. Talk about the business side of this and how you've been able to not only to enjoy the success of the book, but then realize that the business angle, being able to not only connect with your fans, but also the promotional part of it as well. What has that been like for you?
You know, that's actually been really exciting. And being that I love to learn, I haven't been in this business for a whole 2 years, and I feel like I've learned a lifetime worth of information. It's almost like I learn something new every day, and I started off with just a manuscript, a story, a dream, and, you know, right now I'm actually just starting my own publishing company,
mm-hmm.
and this is just 2 years later, so I feel like I'm learning a lot, and I love the actual promotion aspect of this, and to get out there and to promote this book and advertise it and see what that does, but it's a constant learning, but I started off not knowing anything.
Yeah. Well, you take us on a very, I think, an interesting journey, a unique journey in this book, in that you give us a lot of different themes. You give us, of course, the issue of the death penalty. That's one issue, of course, that is a very hot-button issue right now because, you know, there are people who have very strong feelings on all sides. You have an individual who's dealing with his own identity, who he is, and then the idea of being accepted. Right. When I look at Gravy's mother, you're looking at someone who's having to go against the stereotypes, being able to forge her own way, you know, be able to have her own success in spite of the color of her skin. And then, of course, the issue of abuse. Right. Of course, you know, there's a character who is raped in the book, how that affects their life. A lot of different issues. What do you hope readers will be able, other than it being an enjoyable read? And I posted my review on Amazon last night, and I really found it to be a book that kept my attention from beginning to end. But what do you hope people will take away outside of that as far as the different issues that you bring up in the book?
I hope people take away that, you know, like, well, that's the reason why I put all of those issues in there, issues that people still deal with to this day, people will still deal with 20 years, 50 years from now. I want people to take away that even with all the issues you deal with and, you know, drug abuse and identity crisis and, you know, all of those things, I want people to know that even with all of that thrown in your way, no matter what, if you work hard enough and you really believe in yourself, anything is possible. That's the message behind this book.
Yeah. Well, I think you do a great job of being able to share that, Devon. It's a great read. Again, Devon Lilly, everyone, the title of the book is The Magnificent Life of Gravy Brown. Devon, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you and also get their copy of the book.
Okay. Yes, I'm on Facebook at Devon Lilly. I'm also on Facebook. The Magnificent Life of Gravy Brown has its own like page. The book is available right now through Amazon.com, through Barnes & Noble, through the Kindle e-reader and the Nook. Mm. And it is also available in North America, South America, Canada, Australia, Europe.
And for you, Devon, as individuals are coming to you, and I'm sure they already have started, aspiring writers want to know, well, how did you do it? What advice do you have? What do you normally tell them about this road that you were able to take and also that they might be able to take as well?
You know, what I always tell people is, you know, stay true to yourself when it comes to your morals and your art. When it comes to writing, just write from the heart, be honest. And I think people recognize that realness, and it's attractive. So just be honest and just stay true to who you are.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't, you know, if you stay true to who you are, it'll actually make it a lot easier.
Well, I think that's great advice, Devon, and congratulations again. Evidently, in your case, it's working, and it really shows what is possible for others as well. Again, Devon Lilly. The title of the book, The Magnificent Life of Gravy Brown, you can get it right now on Amazon.com, as you mentioned, as well, for those who love Amazon. You can also go to Amazon.com and read my review of the book from there. Devon, congratulations again, man, and continued success. And we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Definitely. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Now, if you missed any part of my conversation with Devon, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those pages. Just find me on Twitter at Cyrus Webb, that's CyrusWebb. And on Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/CAWebb4, that's CAWEBB, the number 4. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be here with our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Kendra. Come along with me on my journey of growing up. Family, friends, high school, decisions, and more decisions. Life seems to get more complicated each day. Along the way, we will share some laughs and even a few tears. But hey, that is life. Most importantly, we will stay positive, keep it moving, and never give up.
Growing Pains, Kendra's Diary is rated number 1 on Conversations Book Club's list of books designed for our youth for 2011. This book is for the young and the young at heart. It is a must.